Are you ready? Welcome to the Think Millions podcast, a channel where you get an unfiltered, raw, and authentic conversation about the challenges of being an entrepreneur and tips and tricks on how you can scale your business to the next level. If you are looking to scale your business, then you're in the right place. Introducing our host, Alexa D'Agostino.
Welcome to the Think Millions podcast, a podcast where you have real millionaires coming to you live every week, giving you real tips on how to scale your business to millions. My name is Dr. Alexa D'Agostino, and today we're going to talk about the connection between persistence and resilience, building mental toughness to achieve your dreams. Hello, Debbie and Tanya. For everybody that follows us, we are Think Consulting Group, and I have my partners, Deb and Tanya, here, even though I don't know where Tanya's floating in the bottom somewhere, so I'll bring her up. We come live every Wednesday to talk with all of you on how to build businesses. That's what we do. We are experts in building businesses and we love it. We enjoy it. This is what we love to do. And we just come all out and we share with all of you the things that we have done well and the things that we don't do well. And so today, I think, Deb, Tanya, I mean, what do you guys think? I think we talk a lot about persistence, and persistence is important. But to me, I think that it's actually resilience. It's not so much persistence. To me, I like the word resilience, and they are very similar, but there's big differences between the two of them. But what do you think about this topic, the connection between persistence and resilience and building mental toughness to achieve your dreams? What do you think about that?
I completely agree. Actually, what I would say is resilience gives you the ability to persist.
Yeah.
All right. If I've got enough of that in the bank, I can bounce back from the setbacks and the delays and the things like that. So yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I mean, to me, persistence is about being able to continue to work towards your obstacle or your dreams, despite obstacles or setbacks or failures, where to me, resilience is the ability to recover when you have setbacks. You could try to be persistent or want to be persistent, but if you're not resilient, it's hard to be persistent.
Yeah. And I think this like overindulgence in persistence creates burnout. It did for me, like trying to just kind of push through everything all the time without really building the resilience muscle and understanding that, you know, setbacks and quote unquote failures can actually forward my cause. It wore me down.
Let's talk about our partner, Tanya, who was just in the hospital, who I didn't even think was coming on Clubhouse today. And she shows up in our Zoom this morning, ready to go. And I'm like, what are you
girl.
Doing? Literally.
I was working in the hospital too. I made Brian bring my laptop.
I know. Listen. And I'm like yelling at her. I'm like, what are you doing? You're crazy.
It's called resilience.
At one point I was like, all right, baby. Wait a minute. I didn't think Tanya could be more productive. And then we put her in the hospital and she like had food being brought to her. She was like, I don't have to deal with anything, but I can work. And she was just like on 10. I'm like,
see what happens when I have no meetings? I'm a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, like Tanya does a good job of like taking care of herself. I think you know where your limits are. I don't want to make it sound like it's okay to just
of course.
No. You've got to take care of yourself. She's a little out there. There are things in life that are not always going to not take you down. That's the reality. Everybody always looks at me, and Deb and Tanya could tell you, and they're like, oh, she's so successful. She's, you know, a bad ASS, you know, like she's awesome and nothing's going to tear her down. And there's things all the time that do. Everybody always looks at us and they're like, oh, you know, they have no problems. No, we have a ton of problems. Like I struggle every day with different things. You know, 2 weeks ago, we had to let somebody go and I struggled with that. I actually had to have Deb do it. Now, actually, Deb has become the person to do that because I like struggle with that. But it was really difficult on multiple levels. In December, we had to let somebody go. We had to let a few people go. And one of them was really, really hard for me to do. Like it was so, we ended up actually doing it in January because I was like, let's give them one more month. You know, like the bigger your business gets, the more people you have, the harder it is. The bigger the paycheck you have to write every month for payroll, the more stressful it comes to running a business. So it's funny because people look at us and they're like, you ladies are so successful, which we are, like pat ourselves on the back, congratulations. But it doesn't mean that we don't go through struggles. It doesn't mean that we don't have, you know, difficulties in running our business. There's a ton of things that are difficult. And so that's why it's important to talk about resilience and not to be afraid to talk about resilience, because the truth is, without talking about it, you can't run a business if you don't have resiliency, period.
And I think it's more than just talking about the resiliency and talking about persistence. It's actually talking about your setbacks. It's talking about your failures. It's being vulnerable to build that mental toughness, which is not easy. It's not easy to look in the mirror and say, wow, you know what? This is my weakness. Like, this is my weak point. You know, I can't fire people. Or, you know, every now and then I, you know, even though I got my shit together and everyone's like, oh, you're so successful, I get down on myself. Like, these are things like, so I think that increased self-awareness when it comes to persistence and resilience is one of the most important pieces, because you cannot build mental toughness without it, right? You have to develop a sense of purpose and a meaning behind what you're doing, but also self-awareness to be able to help build that confidence and help build that mental toughness to cultivate and, you know, fight and motivate against all the setbacks and the obstacles.
It's kind of interesting. I mean, I grew up with athletes, you know, Tanya and Alexa are athletes. We've all kind of had those hard knocks that come with sports, right? And like maybe not starting in your position or not making a team or getting cut or just injuries and all the things. Like that becomes a mental game really fast. And I remember, you know, when I was younger, watching my brothers play their sport and like the game depended on them, you know, and that feeling of pressure. And they would always say, this is all happening in my head first before it's happening on the field. And I think you're right. I think cultivating that mindset is important, but I'd like to throw a question at my genius partners. I would like to know what you think about.
I was
looking at Tanya on the screen.
I'll take half the genius.
Really messed up. Alexa.
That's so messed up.
I'll take 50% of the genius.
I didn't hear you, Tanya. Tanya was speaking, but I was
about to say I write your paycheck, but you actually write your own paycheck. So so that doesn't work anymore.
I know where the line is.
I'll take 50% of that. I'll take 50% of the genius.
There you go. So, but I wonder about this, guys. Like the topic is the power of persistence, speak life into your dreams. What do you think about folks? And you know, this is real. People who are maybe chasing the quote unquote wrong dream, or it's not the right fit for what they're trying to accomplish. You know, we're big on clarity. And like, you know, people who just like get locked on target, like they won't let go. They're like a dog with a bone. And like, what do you think about that? That does persistence become a problem? When does it become stubbornness versus flexibility? Because resiliency is about bouncing. That means you're flexible. So I don't know. What do you think? Like chasing the wrong dream could be a problem.
That's interesting.
I mean, I totally agree with that. I think there could be such a thing as the tunnel vision, you know, when it comes to goal setting, right? I think there's a real importance here of setting realistic goals and having a real clear vision to cultivate not only that mental toughness, but obviously your short and long-term goals, and to understand and, you know, feel that alignment, right? That alignment with your goals, that alignment with where you're going and who you're going there with, right? Because part of resilience is not just in yourself too. Like it is like, look at, like we have a great team here. This, you guys help me all the time, right? And we help each other to continue to push forward, but we're also realistic in what we're setting as far as our goals. And, you know, like I go back to our dice calculator, right? When we do like our risk calculations and, you know, if you have to have all the tools in place, you can't just pick something and run for it, right? You have to have everything in place for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I look at it like a lot. We always talk about the four reasons why we see students failing and being entrepreneurship. And it's not to be negative, like failure is something we talk about. You've got to talk about failure. You've got to talk about setbacks. That's how you get to where you want to go. And the four main reasons, one of them is exactly what you're talking about, which is people have the wrong offers and they refuse to get rid of them and try different things. And it's interesting. We have a client right now who, I read the email this morning and I kind of smiled, and the response was like a little resistant, but okay, I'm uncomfortable with what you're suggesting, but I'm going to listen to you. You're the expert. And it's a right answer, but you can hear that resistance. Now, my concern is, will this person actually sell it? Because the reality is what this person was selling, nobody's buying. So the truth is we as entrepreneurs want to make up problems that don't exist, because we have an expertise or a passion or a thought that's what people need. But the reality is that's not what they need. What they need we're not offering because we don't feel confident. We don't understand the problem. And so we're putting offers out there nobody wants. And that's reality.
Wow. Wow. That's deep. Like it's a great point. And I think strength comes from the willingness to face maybe the gaps in my thinking or my skills and be willing. I think Dr. Vivian said it in the chat, be willing to pivot, you know, and flex, because if you get too stiff, you break, you don't bend. And that's never, you don't want anything to break. You just want it to, you just flex. You got to flex. I think you're right. We run into it a lot in the coaching practice. There's a lot of that.
We talk about persistence as your ability to strive. But to me, when you look at persistence and you look at resilience, to me, they are very closely related. So I want to talk a little bit about ways that you can become more resilient. And we've talked about one, which is setting clear goals. Like that is the best thing you could do, because when you have a goal that you're trying to achieve, setbacks don't really matter to you because you know, hey, I have a goal, but you can't do that alone. But knowing you have something to go, it keeps you focused and persistent. Yeah, I used to actually try to operate without goals for the longest time. I would, you know, just say, I don't need goals. It's fluid, you know, like, and the reality is you can't do that. I know for me personally, my goal is to, I had three main goals. My first goal was to be happier. Not that I wasn't happy in my life, but my wife and I had gotten kind of in a rut in New York. It was cold with COVID. We have a three-year-old. Everybody's scared of COVID. We just kind of gotten this really bad routine because of COVID where like we would wake up, take care of our daughter, work, eat dinner, take care of our daughter, go to bed, like watch one Hulu or network flick show and go to bed. We were like in this rut. And we couldn't get out. And we tried to get out of it even in New York and we couldn't. So what did we do? We picked up and we moved. And we literally moved our whole life to Florida and tried to remove the barriers that we felt were causing this rut. A lot of it was COVID, the cold, 6-7 months out of the year, you're inside. So we pivoted. We made change. We weren't really happy, right? Because of this. Now, it doesn't mean I was unhappy in my whole life. It was just, we were in that rut. So we made that change. So one of my goals was to become happier. I'm doing that. I feel I'm achieving that. Two is to build our business. And we're really focused on our agency side, even though the coaching side continues to rev up and we don't even advertise it anymore at all. People just want us to coach them, which is great. I mean, we are good. We have great success stories. We have students that have been with us now, a number of students who've been with us for years now, who've seen wild success. But we have a goal. We want to build this and we have a specific number in mind where we want to go. And that's what we're chasing. And the third is to get healthier. So those are my three goals. I'm being transparent, putting it out there. The weight loss journey has always been difficult for me because I work a lot. I sit a lot. And Deb and Tanya will tell you, I'm like up and out now. I'm walking, I'm taking meetings on the road. Like I'm doing whatever I can in my power to try to lose weight. Even if I eat healthy, workout, like I just don't lose weight. I can sit there and say I'm resilient in that practice, but I'm not. Like I'm not, but I'm working towards it. But the reality is that I'm honest about it. I'm honest about my setbacks. I'm honest about where I am in that journey. And that is making me more and more resilient. Because how many of you have like lost 10 pounds and then you gain 5 pounds and you're just like, ugh, I gained it all back. You know, think about it.
Do we have to talk about this? Do we have to talk? that's exactly my problem.
Well, you know, it's a reality. It's the same thing in business. So we all have our struggles, guys and ladies. So anyway, that was a long-winded answer to the set clear goals. Let's talk about growth mindset. We've talked about this a lot. I know Tanya, you love this topic, but to me, growth mindset is so critical to being resilient. If you're negative or you have negative people in your life, it's not going to work. It's going to be so hard for you to be resilient because you're so negative. If you think everyone's against you, if you think everyone else is the problem, if you think your clients are the problem, if you think your coach is the problem, if you think your spouse is the problem, if you think your kids are the problem, if you think your friends are the problem, et cetera, then you've got a problem. It's going to be very hard to be resilient.
Yeah, I agree more. 100%. Well, here's the thing. You're putting all the power to do something about it outside of yourself when you're blaming other people or, you know, saying the problem is out there. Well, now you've just immediately put yourself in a position of not having any control or ability to impact your own growth. And that's never true. It's convenient. It's easy. It's you know, it lets us off the hook. It's a good way to be lazy. Like, I could blame my circumstances, my past, my family, my money situation, everything. I mean, I've tried it in the past. It didn't get me anywhere.
The blame and shame game didn't get you to where you are today, Deb?
Nope, it did not.
Nope. I couldn't agree more, right? I mean, I'm big on vibration. I'm big on energy. I'm that person, that annoying person that says, you know, I don't know, I'm not vibing with them, or I don't feel the energy. And sometimes Deb and Alexa look at me like I'm crazy.
I literally look at her like she's crazy.
But
I'm looking at you right now.
I'm usually right. No, but you know, it's so important. It really is. And I think, you know, it's a muscle. It's something that has to continuously, I work on it every single day, my mindset. I mean, I do my meditations. I listen to certain podcasts. Like, it's something that it is a muscle. And if you're not working it out, it'll go to shit. You have to work it out. I agree. Oh, sorry, guys. I cursed. I agree that also it is who you surround yourself with, but sometimes we don't have choices, right? Sometimes we're sitting here probably and saying, oh geez, Tanya, well, maybe it's my mom or my spouse or et cetera. But it's, you know, building up the mental toughness around that as well. It's super important.
Absolutely. And I think part of that is surrounding yourself with the right people. And that's important. Creating an environment or a community or joining a community. A lot of times I actually met with a 24-year-old yesterday and she was so sweet. And I guess she's been following me for a while, listening to her podcast. She loved the podcast of Deb and I arguing. And she said, I won, by the way. Just saying. Just this was from her mouth, not mine, Deb.
Nobody has any proof of that.
You're muted.
I'm just got to take your
word. I see you talking on the Zoom and nothing is coming out.
Okay. Wait a minute. There was no witness there. We have to take your word for it, which I will. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I'm not a liar. I'm telling the truth here.
If she listened all the way through, she would have seen that was a surprise ending. So we'll, you know,
maybe, but she said I won. Anyway, Deb and I had a disagreement on one of the podcasts and we were pretty much just arguing the whole podcast. It's actually a really funny episode. And then we hugged after. It was really funny, but it actually is right now our most viewed podcast or listened podcast. To that point, I think one of the biggest things is surrounding yourself with supportive people. And, you know, that's why we have our coaching program. We have a group coaching. We have a one-on-one coaching. Both, to me, do two different things. I mean, in our coaching program in general, we're literally giving you guys we have won 4 2-comma ClickFunnel awards. That means you've done $1 million in a funnel. We're literally giving those funnels to you. We have product funnels and service-based funnels. We're literally giving them. We're giving them our email templates. We're giving them our lead magnets. And like we're doing it in our group coaching program, which Deb was really mad about. She was like, that should only be in the one-to-one coaching. And I'm like, no, I want everybody to have success. Like, let's just give it away. Like, whatever. Like, we literally give so much away. It's insane. And that's all fantastic. I mean, we're literally giving our lead gen tactics away. I mean, guys, we're making like a lot of money a year, multi-millions, not like, you know, 200 grand. It's a lot of money. And we're giving you the exact tactics that we're using for your business that has helped people like Elizabeth go from 128,000 to she's going to hit over 1 million, to people like Mario who just hit 1.2 million. Like, I mean, I can go on and on. Like, look at Sharon who was making 30,000 and now she's making over 200K. So we have students that have taken the tactics that we've used to make a lot of money. And the reality is some of these students didn't have confidence themselves. They didn't have the right offers. They didn't have clarity. And we came in, the three of us, and we coached them to success. While that's great, to me, the best part of our entire coaching program is our actual community, the accountability program. Like, we do 4 group sessions a week. And do you want to know the group session that has the most people?
Mindset.
Which one?
Mindset and accountability.
Come on. I can't hear either of you. You're both muted.
Oh, mindset.
Mindset. Thank you. Yeah, right. I mean, Debbie, every Monday, her mindset calls are packed because it's like the number one barrier, right? Which brings us back to resiliency.
Always. It always comes back to mindset. It all starts and ends there. And, you know, sometimes we hate that because it's not as easy to fix as something outside of ourselves. You know, like, wait, I got to deal with me. That's the hardest part.
I just want to say, guys, look, you got to learn from your failures. You've got to take risks. You can't be afraid to fail. It's hard. Life is hard. Business is hard. Being in a 9-to-5 job is hard. It's hard. It's all hard. Being a mom is hard. Being a mompreneur is even harder. being a mom and being in a 9-to-5 is hard too. It's all hard. There's nothing that's easier than the other. No matter what you do and whatever you are doing in your life, guess what? You have to be resilient. You have to. And this isn't a business lesson. This is a life lesson. And we're here ready to help you be successful. And no matter what you're doing, this is what we do every day. And if you want to listen to us and be around us and be able to have 24/7 access to us, then hit the link on the top and apply for our coaching program. We've made it literally stupid inexpensive for you guys. You give up a cup of coffee a day and you could pay to be in our coaching program. So hit that button, apply to be a part of it, and let's start building your business. Let's start building your financial freedom, and let's start all achieving the goals that we set out. You should be clicking that button up there. You should be clicking that, because we're going to be behind you and we're going to do whatever it takes to get you to where you want to be. So don't be afraid to say yes. Don't be afraid to take a risk, to hire somebody to help you. Don't be afraid to say, hey, I need help. I need somebody to help me. It's all right to be vulnerable. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this, please give us a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify, whatever you're listening to us on, and share this podcast, because if you know people that will benefit from hearing this story today about resiliency, then share this with them, because that helps us and it helps them. And I hope that you subscribe, and we will see you next week.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Think Millions Podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. We really appreciate that effort, and we'll catch you in the next episode.